This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio, Sinoland, Seek Truth from Facts Foundation, the China Writers Group, and the Bioweapon Truth Commission. This is the third installment that I have done tracking corruption being attacked in China. In March, it's the first of the year of this year, January 2024. I started collecting Western media articles about China fighting like hell to control corruption. And 90% of them are from South China Morning Post. Because if I got into the Chinese media in Chinese, you know, in Mandarin, I mean, it would be like a full-time job, because at the local level and the provincial level, I mean, they're just, it's going crazy. And I would have to, you know, translate all that, and I just don't have time to do it. But just what South China Morning Post and a few others on Twitter that I have found are reporting is absolutely mind-boggling. When you look at the Western world, you know, the United States, Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, we are so used to corruption. We just accept it. We know that our Congress people and our representatives, legislatures and judges, we know they're corrupt. You can just see the results. We know the White House is corrupt. We know that 10 Downing Street is corrupt. We know that Les Élysées, the president in France, is corrupt. And we just take it, you know. And of course, Brussels, the European Commission, and the European Parliament is one of the biggest open sewers in the world. And so it's, when you see what China is working at, I mean, 24/7 to control corruption, it's encouraging that it can be done, but it just depends on who owns the political process. And in the West, the political process is owned by the deep state, the banksters, the military, the farmament, medical industrial, farmament industry, the CIA, all the intelligence organs, etc. So in China, the political process is owned by the people through the Communist Party of China, which makes sure that everything is being done honestly. So I'm just going to go quickly through. I did 30 in March, and then I did another 12 in June, and just in the last, since June, in the last, what, 4 months, 5 months, I have another 48. It's just unbelievable. And these are not low-level people. These are high-level people, and it's just amazing. I have the posts here for the previous two articles if you'd like to go through them. Number one, senior official with China's new financial regulator targeted in corruption probe just a week into the job. China is really working hard at fighting financial crime because they realize it has a multiplier effect through the system. And they have nabbed 20 major industry figures in the first 4 months of 2024. How many people on Wall Street, the city of London, how many people in France's and Germany's and Japan's stock markets, how many of them have been arrested or are in jail? I sure know in the United States and France, and it's just unheard of. Number two, how China's latest government overhaul is shaping up. The Chinese Communist Party is, because of all the outside Taiwan, you know, the NATO with Taiwan and then also using the Philippines, and then also, you know, trying to use Hong Kong, still trying to use, you know, Xinjiang, all this outside, you know, pressure on China is forcing the Communist Party of China to take greater control, just because they're at war. They are at war. And in this article number two, this article mentions fighting financial corruption 5 times. China adjusts added value accounting to mitigate data manipulation and clean up GDP statistics. Everybody knows in the West that employment, inflation, debt figures, you know, anything that can discredit the government and the people that control it, are skewed to look a lot better than the actual reality. I think a guy named John Williams has a website called Shadow Debt, and Shadow Stats. And he said, you know, if the unemployment rate in the United States, they say it's 4%, it's actually 8%. If the inflation rate is 5%, it's actually 10%. You can almost double everything in the negative direction. China realizes that if they are going to stay ahead of the game and be competitive, they have got to have accurate statistics. And so they are actually going after people who are fudging numbers to look good. This would be especially down at the regional, provincial, county level. China's corruption watchdog targets agricultural minister. This is like going after the Secretary of Agriculture in the United States, you know, the Secretary of State. I mean, you can't get much higher other than the Vice President or the President. It's just unbelievable. Number five, dozens of China's state regulators, bankers, finance bosses in corruption net as crackdown stepped up in New Year. They said back in January they were going after medical fraud, especially in financial fraud. And so more than 30 senior figures netted in the first 5 months of the year. And this is because Xi Jinping talks about China needing to be a financial superpower. And you can't be a financial superpower if your financial system is knee-deep or neck-deep in corruption. A former vice president of the Agricultural Bank of China, which is one of the four biggest banks in the world, by the way, including him. So they're going after a lot of guys and gals who are corrupt. Chinese lawyers accuse court officials of interfering in trial and slam blatant sabotage of the legal system. This is really interesting. They actually, somebody saw on a computer screen in a courtroom where the judge was getting orders about what to do or what to say, and they actually filmed it. And the fact that this is, you know, all over social media tells me that the government wants also this kind of, you know, judicial corruption cleaned up too. Of course, there are no clean judiciaries anywhere in the world, especially in the West. And independent judges, they don't exist anywhere in the world. China at least admits that, but they're still trying to, you know, clean up the corruption as they find it. Chinese police bust $1.9 billion U.S. dollar Tether underground banking bracket. Tether is a digital currency, like a Bitcoin, that is tied to the U.S. dollar. And they went after two huge underground operations. China jails former Three Gorges Dam for life for taking bribes. So the guy who was managing Three Gorges, the largest hydroelectric project in the world, he got life sentence for taking bribes. Wouldn't you like to see Jamie Dimon and all of these other financial thugs and mafia men in the West go to jail like that? Number nine, China's Yangtze River, biggest freshwater lakes, Poyang and Dongting, at risk as fishing, sand mining bans flouted. In other words, they have all these environmental laws, they're being flouted, and it doesn't always have to be, it doesn't have to always be money, it can just be not following the law, and so they are going after all the people involved who are not obeying China's environmental laws on the Yangtze River, which they are trying to keep clean. Number 10, China hands rare death sentence to former senior banker for taking $151 million in bribes. Obviously, these are always in RMB, but nationally, but internationally, the South China Morning Post always converts it over to U.S. dollars. And former manager Bai Tianhui is the second China Huazhong, which was an investment banking company, to receive the ultimate penalty after his former boss was executed in 2021. So they shot, they gave the capital punishment to a financial crook. And now these guys are spending life in prison. They need to go to Wall Street in the city of London and Paris and Berlin and do the same thing. China's former sports minister is the latest high-profile figure to be targeted in a corruption probe. China does have a real problem with corruption in football, soccer, and basketball. And they are really working hard to try to get rid of all of the all the crooks in the sporting world. That does not affect international sports like, you know, the Olympics and world sporting events. This is strictly basketball, national basketball, and soccer principally. China's securities watchdog imposes record fine on Evergrande for fraud, and I think several billions. I just repeated number 13, the U.S. dollar tether. I'll remove that. So number 14, in a first, China accuses former defense ministers of corruption. So here are two high-level defense ministers who are now under arrest, and they were actually in the Politburo, which is like the presidential cabinet, and they're going down. Number 15, although now with my one that my doubled up on 13, I guess I'm just going to leave it because it's just going to be too difficult. All right, so we'll just leave it. It's in there twice. China deports U.S. suspected child sex abuser in law enforcement push to improve ties. China works really hard with Interpol. In fact, I think the current director of Interpol is a Chinese, and they are really working hard with countries all over the world that where they have extradition treaties. And this American is going back to the United States for child sex abuse, and in return, two fugitives from the United States were sent back to China. Cooking oil scandal number 16 may prompt China to tighten food safety policies, observers say. This is where oil tankers, you know, trucks, like, you know, trucks you see on the highway carrying oil, well, they would carry a load of petroleum oil, and then they would not properly clean them out, and then they would fill it up with vegetable oil, and they got busted. And I think there was one further down where this outraged the public. And of course, they don't want to do it because it costs money, you know, and you know, being capitalists, these trucking companies, they were cutting corners and endangering the lives of the people. I suspect some heads may roll on this one, because this is about food security, and the Chinese do not muck around with food security. China's Communist Party expels ex-defense ministers over corruption charges. So I think the two that I just mentioned above, were kicked out of the party, so they're disgraced for the rest of their lives, and they'll probably be in jail for the rest of their lives. China launches number 18 high-level probe after paper says fuel tankers used to carry cooking oil. Again, now they're going to go, they're going to tear up that industry, and some heads are going to roll, because now we're talking about people's health. Number 19, China's key small and medium enterprises urged to report improper fines, fees as Beijing seeks to ease hardships. So they're telling small and medium enterprises, if you have been confronted with, you know, people trying to illegally fine you or charge you fees, which is basically bribery or extortion, Beijing wants to know about it, and they're going to go after them, and they will. Number 20, police across China crack down on illegal online gambling cases aimed at ongoing Euro 2024. Gambling is illegal in China, and they really work hard at trying to crack down on it. The penalties for being caught in gambling, especially if you're a bookie or, you know, or providing the service, is extremely high. The penalties are very, very onerous. Chinese firms caught ordering illegal pregnancy tests for female job seekers. Well, this is corruption. Here's a Chinese companies are asking women who are applying for jobs to take pregnancy tests, so that if they're pregnant, they won't hire them, because China has really good maternity benefits. That got exposed. That's going to get cleaned up real fast. Again, these social health related, the Chinese public just will not put up with it. Two Chinese military men are removed from their positions and arrested for corruption. Again, it just goes on and on. Ex-Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gang loses seat at party top table but may escape punishment. This was the Minister of Foreign Affairs who was nominated and elected, after the last five-year plan. I think it was in March, and it wasn't very long after they found out that he had had an affair and a love baby when he was ambassador in the United States. He had a love baby with a very famous reporter, female telejournalist, and so he is now out of the party. He screwed around, he screwed up, but it didn't involve money. It was just a disgrace for him and the party. He probably will not be too badly punished. Number 24, China's Communist Party eyes cross-border bribery law to fill anti-corruption gaps. Again, they are trying to go after people who have fled the country when they've been charged with bribery, and they're working with other countries to do that. So they're not only kicking ass in country, they're working hard with other countries. Quid pro quo, we will give you, we'll get you this guy that you're looking for if you'll give us this guy. Number 25, China's former Hainan party chief faces, Hainan is like the huge island off the coast of southern China, between China and North Vietnam. I should say Northern Vietnam. And, massive. And so it's like taking down a governor of a country. You know, it's just a governor of a state in the United States, or taking down, a provincial representative here in France. Never happens. Number 26, 41 provincial and ministerial level officials investigated in China in the first half of 2024. Again, 41 provincial and ministerial level officials. Can you imagine that in the West? I can't either. Number 27, China's anti-corruption squads target funeral officials, making a killing from the dead. And so they're going, you know, again, social issues really upset the Chinese, a health issue, you know, health crime, you know, social crime like this. Multiple funeral parlors have come under investigation. And a state-run industry with a reputation for opaque pricing. So they're gouging the customers, and they are going to go after them and get that cleaned up. Number 28, why Xi Jinping's crusade against corruption in the military is far from over. When he took over as a central military commission leader in 2012, the corruption was really, really bad. I've written about this in my books and in other articles. And he has really, really cleaned it up. And as he has said from the very beginning, he knows that if China cannot keep corruption under control, the country has no chance of surviving. And so that's why they are just going after it. He just has not let the foot off the pedal since he became president and party secretary and central military commission leader now 14 years ago. Number 29, criminal network stole over 4,000 corpses. Oh, God. The thieves allegedly used the bodies to produce biomaterial such as bone grafts. Man, when they try those guys, I predict a PLA bullet in the back of the head for these guys. God, the public is I read the public is just absolutely outraged because you know ancestors and ancestor worship and respecting the dead, you know, and respecting your the members of your family, you know, going back generations, and they were stealing corpses. Number 30, former vice chairman of Guizhou Provincial Committee, and was sentenced to death with a 2-year reprieve for abuse of power and taking bribes worth $60 million. Again, this guy's like a super high level, you know, state level, the provincial level person. He was sent with a 2-year reprieve. What that means is they're not going to kill him for another 2 years. And a lot of times with those, if the guy, you know, provides more information and divulges more information and helps in other investigations, etc., they will reduce that death penalty down, you know, to like life imprisonment. But those guys that were sentenced to death with no reprieve, they're getting bullets in the back of the head if they haven't already. Number 31, two more top Chinese football officials netted in corruption crackdown. Football and basketball are very corrupt in China, especially football, and they're really, really working hard at trying to get it cleaned up. Number 32, Chinese law enforcement agencies extradited a suspect from Thailand. Again, this is working with other countries, you know, to get bad guys back and to get them punished and to pay their debts to society. Number 33, the regional committee approved a decision to expel a former Xinjiang deputy security chief. Again, they're just, you know, this is down at a little bit lower level, and they talk about it, where a dozen officials have been investigated for corruption in recent years. These kind of articles, I forgot the hyperlink. I'll have to go back and get that. It was off a tweet. I'm pretty sure it was a tweet. And so these kind, you know, at this level, I could spend my 40 hours a week tracking all these in Chinese. But this one was on Twitter from a Chinese account, and had it translated into English, because I just don't have time to, you know, go through and translate stuff in Chinese, that's for sure. So I do need to get the hyperlink for that. 34 in March, Do Wanggui, Ma's former boss, so the guy above in Xinjiang, was placed under investigation for graft. And so they find a vein of corruption and they just go in and just root it out. And this link here, I said, see the last two paragraphs. Ah, here we go. Later on in the year, arrests and fines in fallout from China's cooking oil scandal. Team led by state council. I mean, state council is like, you know, again, the president's cabinet. Food safety body says perpetrators were, quote, trampling on the bottom line of morality and the red line of the law. There's going to be some people that are going to pay big for that. Number 36, China intensifies crackdown in medical insurance fraud. It's the same problem all over the world. You know, if a medical vendor can get a reimbursement from the government or from an insurance company and illegally, yeah, they're going to try it. And you know, insurance fraud is just medical insurance fraud all over the world is a massive problem. And it's also a problem in China. That in medical and financial are what they are really going down on. Number 37, China is intensifying its crackdown on criminal networks involving medical insurance. Again, authorities seized nearly 30 tons of medication illegally obtained by a gang that was selling the drugs to merchants at a higher price. I wouldn't want to be one of the guys that got caught for that one. Number 38, China's Communist Party brings in new rules to regulate faith, loyalty, and performance. This is not so much corruption, but it's just they realize that even a stalwart party member can become corrupted. And so they're just going back and, you know, going through the whole process of, you know, educating party members to toe the line, do the right thing, and not get caught up in any kind of criminal activity. Although, you know, compared to the West, it's really not much. But when you have 1.4 billion people and almost 100 million Communist Party Chinese Communist Party members. It's going to happen. Number 39, China places former chairman of top aircraft maker AVIC under investigation. Oof. So obviously thinking about what's going on with Boeing right now, and even Airbus in Europe, you know, it's there's a lot of questions about them cutting corners on safety also. Here's a deputy general manager of a private security company who defected to the United States, has been repatriated. China to enforce up to a 10-year ban on ex-regulators investing in new stock offerings. So here you go. They're trying to stop corruption before it starts. If you were a former regulator in the financial sector, they are going to make sure that you cannot invest in any new stock offerings until 10 years have run out. And because a lot of Chinese are upset about shenanigans going on in the financial industry. Number 42, China kindergarten principal fired for accepting chocolate gift worth less than $1, sues school. This was an interesting article, because to really control corruption, the law stated teachers are not to take any gifts from students or parents. Because when I was a kid, you know, you'd give an apple or some chocolate or a Merry Christmas card or whatever, which was innocuous. But unfortunately, in very competitive, scholastically competitive China, parents were literally, you know, giving too nice a gifts to teachers to try to basically bribe them into making sure that their child, you know, got good grades. Well, this teacher got a piece of this little candy from like a 7-year-old, I think it was, and it was worth like 14 cents or 14 U.S. cents, and they fired her, and because the law is the law. However, she took it to court, and the judge, the first judge, ruled that's too much. Okay, we realize, you know, it's not black and white. There's a gray area. If a grade schooler gives a teacher a piece of candy, you know, that's just part of being a teacher and a student. So, but it's really interesting because once this kind of stuff gets on social media, then the government, you know, is on the hook to make sure that the people know that the right thing was done to mitigate the situation. The Chinese Football Association announced on Tuesday that 38 professional players and 5 club officials have been banned for life for gambling and match fixing. Again, this has nothing to do with international. This is all just national team. Well, provincial, city, you know, like Shenzhen has a team and Guangzhou has a team, etc. China targets number 44. China targets new money laundering risks, including cryptocurrencies. China's very, very concerned about, you know, Bitcoin type currencies because of their ability to corrupt the financial system. And so they, and also because, you know, Bitcoin type currencies are massively used for money laundering. They are going after those people to make sure, with 7 types of offenses listed. So they do this. They print this. They publish it. It's posted. People can criticize it, make recommendations, and then they will finally go to the National People's Congress and pass a law. So this is Target's new law. So the law hasn't been passed. So they published what they want to do. And then it's the Chinese people who decide what goes into the laws. And again, not Wall Street, the City of London, and the Departments of Defense, and the farmament industries in the West. Number 46, China detains investment bankers, takes passports in corruption sweep. Imagine going after investment bankers in the West. Ain't gonna happen. And in fact, they capped their salaries and benefit packages. So anybody working, there's 8,700 investment bankers in China, and they were just told they can't make it. They can't make millions of dollars a year. I think it's something like 400,000 U.S. the equivalent. That's all they can make a year, plus a modest benefit package. My gosh. Wouldn't it be nice to live and work in a country that cares enough to do things like this? Number 47, a Chinese court sentenced a former deputy general manager of the China National Petroleum Corporation to 14 years in prison. You know, one of the biggest oil companies in the world. When was the last time a person in the energy industry in the West got arrested and sentenced? And then the last one, China arrested former commissioner for counterterrorism of the Ministry of Public Security on corruption charges. Mr. Liu headed a task force investigating the 2011 Mekong massacre and brought Myanmar drug lord Nakam to justice. There was a Chinese blockbuster movie called Operation Mekong, was based on him. He got his head too fat. He was widely seen as a hero back then. Too bad he couldn't resist the temptation of corruption. So there's 48, actually only 47, since number 13 is a double. But I'm just going to leave it there to make sure that it's easy to follow. Anyway, 47, and then before that, 30, and then before that, 12. So what does that add up to? 30, 12, 42, plus 47. What is that? 89, something like that. Can you believe that? It's just unbelievable. And these are high level, powerful people who are paying the price for getting greedy. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio, Sinaland, signing out.